unselfish love. In the Webster Dictionary, unselfish is defined as generous, and love is defined as unselfish, loyal, and benevolent concern for the good of another. The dictionary goes on to give two examples of this unselfish love. The first one is the fatherly concern of God for humankind, and the second one is brotherly concern for others. In order to love unselfishly, we must be filled by God's love to the point where the only way to love others is unselfishly. Let's look at Scripture and figure out a roadmap that leads us to unselfish love. First, we must realize where unselfish love comes from. In Deuteronomy 6:5 is a very familiar verse, but today let's look at it as if it's the first time that we're reading it. It says, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might." The crucial starting point on our map of finding unselfish love begins with this verse. Before we can love others with unselfish love, we must love the Lord our God with all of our heart and with all of our soul and with all of our might. Then in Luke 6:27, we are told to love our enemies. You may say, hold up, love my enemies. How is that even possible? Remember, we are on our roadmap of how to find unselfish love. We can't pick and choose who to love. We must love as God loves us. So, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Our next stop on our roadmap is 1 Peter 4:8, and it says, "Above all, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins." Above all the chaos, above all the noise, above all the frustrations and disappointments, keep loving. So we've gotten three road stops on our map to unselfish love. The first one, to love the Lord our God. The second one, to love our enemies. And the third one is to love one another. We absolutely cannot continue on our journey without these three commandments. We cannot truly love without these three unselfish loves. Why do you think Jesus placed such emphasis on demonstrating love? We'll find that answer in John 13:34-35, and it says, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another just as I have loved you. You also are to love one another. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love one for another." It's very important for people to see that we are disciples for Jesus. If we keep that hidden, how will the world come to know Jesus? If we hide our relationship with Jesus, no one's going to know. No one's going to see. No one's going to feel God's love through us. We must be disciples of Jesus in order for this world to turn to Him. If they are not shown and told the love of Jesus, they will never come to know Him. We must become unselfish. We absolutely cannot be selfish and keep Jesus to ourselves. We must share His love with others. Another way we can be unselfish is to allow others to share Jesus' love with us. Allow others to meet our needs as they're unselfishly doing what God has commanded them to do. Remember, the Scripture says to love one another. That means giving love and accepting love. As we go about our lives this next week, let's be intentional about being unselfish so that God's love is able to pour through us onto others, even our enemies. Have a blessed week. Move self out of the way and love like Jesus.